We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I'm well. I hope you are as well. Heading into game week on Saturday at Lehigh for your guys. How has camp gone and how excited is your group to get going?
Yeah, camp's gone pretty well. Like I'm sure most of the coaches have been saying, guys are chomping at the bit to go out there and play against someone else as opposed to going against each other the whole time. We started class last Wednesday, so, you know, a little adjustment in schedule there. But preseason's gone pretty well, and we're just looking forward to opening day this coming Saturday.
First question from Mark Narducci. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. Mark, just wanted to ask you if there's been a player or two that maybe has been a pleasant surprise during camp that's maybe given you a little more than you thought to this point.
Well, that's kind of hard to say, Mark. We've been rolling so many guys through. There have been some young guys that have stepped up and done some good things, but we do have a pretty veteran group, so expectations were pretty high for a lot of the guys that you would, I guess, call returning starters. But a couple guys that have opened our eyes are Capri Martin, defensive lineman, freshman coming in there. He's done some nice things. Jason Hall, linebacker, freshman, has done some nice things. Zamir Dawu, from another freshman defensive back, has done some nice things in camp. So other than that, you know, we're just trying to build the depth chart, and maybe those guys could be guys that might help us along the way during the course of the long season. But, you know, those are some guys that have, you know, gone noticed. And I guess Shannon Pierre and some of our defensive line transfers have done some good things as well. Jake Reichwein, Cam Gagnon, and Shannon Pierre have all, you know, been a nice addition to the roster so far.
The other thing is, how's the physical shape of your team? Did you get banged up at all in preseason, or how are you going into this Lehigh game?
Yeah, I think we're going in pretty full speed ahead. You know, we got some guys. Hayek was out for a little while, but he should be ready to go. Other than that, you know, we've gotten through camp pretty injury-free for the most part for the two depth on either side of the ball and also special teams. So we're going to hopefully make sure we stay that way with Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday practice and be able to go into Lehigh with a pretty good depth and pretty good roster for right now.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Mark, your next question from David Melandro. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Coach, when you first look at the matchup of Lehigh, what sticks out the most?
Yeah, well, it's hard to say. They got a new head coach, new coordinator on both sides of the ball. So, you know, and we're looking at some of the guys personnel-wise that were on the roster last year. But, you know, it's kind of that first game thing, Dave, where with a new head coach and two new coordinators, what are you looking at? We're looking at some of the film where the coordinators came from. Obviously, we're looking at the film from Lehigh last year to try to, you know, continue to get personnel matchups and those type of things. But it's going to be one of those first games where you're going to have to make some early game adjustments because you almost aren't sure of exactly what to prepare for with all the newness in their coaching staff.
What is the one thing you can take away from your matchup against Lehigh last year that you can take into this season?
Yeah, that's also, another interesting thing. We hope to, bottom line is, in the first game, Dave, you want to make sure you're doing what you need to do. You know, I get concerned more with what we're doing on our side of the ball as opposed to what the opponent's doing. You know, minimize the mistakes. You know, let's have few penalties. Let's have no turnovers, those type of things. And those first games are always games that can get turned around because of those type of things. So if we can minimize the mistakes and just worry about running what we're trying to run on either side of the ball and playing, you know, good gap sound defense on football and also, you know, secure the ball and take care of business on offense. You know, I'm more concerned with that going into the opening game.
And during training camp, who has stood out the most that people should keep an eye on?
Well, we have so many returners. It's hard to say standing out the most. We're trying to build depth, but we got Hayek and Pringle back at wideout. They played a lot of football for us. We have all three running backs back that we've had the last couple of years, Jalen Jackson, D. Will Barley, and T.D. Iwodurujaye. Connor Watkins, the quarterback, going into his second year as starter. And these guys have all been with our program since 2019. So, you know, real excited there. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, we got our linebackers back. We got Bell, and we got Shane Hartzell, who was our leading tackler last year. Defensive line is where we had to build a little more depth. And as I mentioned, with the names I just mentioned with the grad transfers, We build a little depth there, and our secondary is all back from a year ago. So, you know, we got Goodman, we got Glover, we got Waxter, and those guys have been in the program now for 3 and 4 years. So just looking forward to getting the guys out there and, you know, seeing what they can do.
All right. Thank you.
Mark, you mentioned Connor this time last year. He was making his first collegiate start, and he 300 yards, 3 touchdowns, really. Had a great game, had a pretty good season as a first year as a starter, but how have you seen him grow from last year to this year?
Yeah, he's, you know, getting a much better grasp of the offense. He's been in the meeting room with coach for, you know, 3-4 years now, but, you know, first year starter, it's just different when you're out there, Rob, as you know. So he had a decent year. We just have seen a lot of growth in his leadership. We've seen a lot of growth in his decision-making. You know, he probably going to read the defense a little better now, as opposed to maybe pulling it down and running with it a little early at times a year ago. So Connor's done a really good job through spring practice into preseason, and now we're hoping that progress continues as we get into the regular season.
And you also mentioned the three running backs have all been with you for a while, and last year you were incredibly snake bit with injuries at that position. Looked like you had a ton of depth, and all of a sudden by the end you really didn't. Are all those guys ready to go, and how do you plan to try to divvy up the carries with those guys?
Yeah, they're all healthy right now, and they're all chomping at the bit, like I said. And, you know, sometimes you're worried, do you have enough footballs to go around to keep everybody happy? But they're great teammates. They get along great. They help each other out. We do have some packages where, you know, a couple of them will be on the field at the same time, those types of things. So, yeah, they're good players, and we just hope we can keep them healthy this particular season. Because, as you said, there was games. That's the only reason Jalen's back this year for his sixth year, because he only played in 4 games last year due to injury. So if we can keep those three guys healthy, along with Pringle and Hayek on the perimeter, you know, we should have enough weapons to have Connor spread the ball around a little bit.
Defensively, you touched on, you know, some previous questions about all the guys you got back, especially linebacker in the secondary, but some new starters up front. Who are some guys that maybe are going to move into some starting roles on the defensive line for you?
Well, Jake Green's done a good job. He played a lot of ball for us last year. You know, he's playing nose tackle for us right now. We have Jake Reichwein, as I mentioned, Holy Cross transfer, Cam Gagnon, a Brown transfer, and Chandon Pierre, a North Dakota transfer. Those guys seem to have had really good depth in the up front for us with the defensive line. Aiden Howard is a guy who's been in our program a couple years now, and he had a good camp. Obina Wobodo is a guy who's been in our program for a number of years. They're both going into their senior year academically, but also have 2 years left of eligibility. So, you know, we do feel we have some pretty good depth there, and they're all older guys. You know, we did bring in some freshmen as well. I just mentioned Capri Martin is one of them, who's flashed a little bit in preseason. But, you know, we have 6 or so guys that we feel we can rotate through in the defensive line. So as long as we can stay healthy there again, you know, that should give us pretty good depth.
Last year, you were coming off the championship, really young group, and 6-5 still certainly a decent year for you. But with all the guys that you have back, what is the expectation level, and how is it different maybe going into this season than it was a year ago?
Well, I try to enter each season the same, Rob. Cautiously optimistic that, you know, we can have a good year. I do think we have talent enough to be competitive in most games. It's just avoiding the injury bug for us, because our roster is only at 90. Right now we're at 91. So our roster is always lighter than a lot of the guys we play. So we have high expectations for our program, and we want to make sure we go out there and we're competitive. But again, it's what are we doing, not what are we worried about the opponent doing and those types of things. Let's execute what we want to execute at the high level and go from there. So bottom line is we try to take them one at a time, and this week's focus is Lehigh.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday at Lehigh, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks so much.
Thank you.